Hello. Hey, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I said hi. Who is this?
This is Senator from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Claims. I'm returning a call back to assist you with reopening your claim. I speak to Dion Moore.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mr. Moore, I can barely hear you.
That better?
No, so you still sound very low. I'm so sorry. I can barely hear anything that you're saying.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, is that better?
It's still pretty low.
I'm so sorry, man. It's the best I can do. My phone is a little messed up right now.
Okay. It's going to be difficult because I can barely hear anything you're saying. I'm going to need to hear your answers to the questions that I ask.
Is that any better?
It's a little better.
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment. All right. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get through this as quick as possible. All right, have you ever worked under a different name?
No.
Have you ever worked under a different social security number?
No.
All right. Verify your gender.
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen? Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? What's the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
Oh, sorry, I didn't quite hear you. Okay. Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Can you provide me with the state and the number?
Alabama 816-172.
Give me the number one more time.
816-1726.
All right, that's 816-1726. All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I was told that you guys don't accept my bank. I
bet
my time.
Okay, you say that you, I'm the person they spoke to earlier. You said that you wanted to use the card, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you made your selection, you were providing information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Yes.
All right. Verify your mailing address.
Alabama 36104.
All right, is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
Correct. Yes.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Verify your telephone number.
205-837-3894.
All right. You have an email address you'd like to place on this client?
My first and last name, 4242@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to go through. And verify all the information that we have now. All right, for the email address, I have DEIONMOORE4242@gmail.com.
Correct.
Telephone number 205-837-3894.
Correct.
And mailing address, I have 306 Wade Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104.
Correct.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Hawks, Mountaineers, Warriors, White Mules, none of the above.
None of the above.
What color is your 2011 Chevy Camaro? Brown, dark green, white, yellow, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
White.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Dothan, Prattville, Birmingham, none of the above.
Birmingham.
All right. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, okay? All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you received Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Hello?
No.
You said no? Okay.
Yes, sir.
One moment. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
Are you filing for DUA? That's disaster unemployment assistance. That's only come in the case of you being affected by natural disasters such as a hurricane or a tornado.
No.
All right. What was the very last day that you worked?
That would be April the 2nd, 2021.
All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work? If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupations?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months? Hello?
No, I said no.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? I'm sorry? 100 miles?
Yeah, I travel.
Oh, okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept? Sorry, sitting quite here there.
Sorry.
So I didn't quite hear you.
I said $11.
11? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right. What was your previous job title?
Travel merchandiser.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Travel merchandiser.
Travel merchandiser? Let's see. Okay, I have merchandise displayer and travel agent. Which one more closely matches what you did? Said merchandise displayer. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure I'm going to read the description, plan and erect commercial displays, such as those in windows and interior and interiors of retail stores and trade expositions.
Yeah, that's the closest.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It's like the audio cut out on me. I couldn't hear anything else.
I'm sorry about that. Nah, I put it on hold up.
Okay. And what's the name of the company that you're working for?
J&J Service Solutions.
Okay. Do you remember the telephone number?
Give me 1 second. I can pull it up.
Okay.
Going to be 1-800-821-1054.
All right, that's 800-821-1054. And you said the last day that you worked was?
2nd of April.
The 2nd of April. Do you remember your first day working?
I don't know. Somewhere in.
It can be an estimate. November when? In what year? What year did you say? 2020? All right. In what city was his work performed in? I love you still there. I'm sorry. You said that was in the state of New Jersey?
Yeah, I travel, but I get made out of home.
Okay. Okay, your audio got lower and it got distorted. Okay, what you say it's based in Alabama, what city?
It's based in Montgomery.
Okay. Did you receive or do you expect to receive any of the following pay any time after your last day at work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay? All right, and what's your reason for separating from this employer?
I was laid off and then let go. Lack of work.
All right. One moment. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from federal income tax?
No.
Do you remember your do you remember your pen, or do I need to provide you with a temporary pen?
I remember my pen.
All right. All right, I'm going to read to you the disclosures, and then we'll be done. Can you hear me fine enough to get all the information?
Yeah.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. So that any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. but not on Saturday. Failure to finally complete your weekly claim has a strict coverage on the loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions? All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling in today. Now, not only have I gotten the claim done for you, but I also put in a request to the Treasury to have that block removed. All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today? All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day. You're more than welcome. Bye.